Hey y'all, how y'all doing? It's your homegirl Tone, and I got today with me my nephew. Welcome to Session Talk, T2G, True to This Game. And I am one of your hosts, and this is our first test run. So, first topic, what we're going to be discussing is relationship and lies. So, nephew, what you got for him? When it comes to relationships and lies, what you got? Can you express to them, the audience, tell them what you feel about this topic that we're about to discuss?
Well, right at this moment, no, because I've been in my relationship for 4 years and I tell her everything. So.
But how you know she lying to you, though? You don't know if she lying to you. Is it a long-distance relationship? Do you see her every day?
No, she live not too far. I see her whenever I want to see her, but ain't she?
So,
I don't really do nothing.
So how often is it that you see this girlfriend of yours?
Mostly every day.
So, you know that she's telling you the truth always?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You're 100% accurate?
No.
Exactly. So, what percent aren't you accurate about?
I wouldn't say 100%, but I'm almost 100%.
So, you mostly trust her, but sometimes do you have instincts?
And the gut, everybody has instincts, yeah.
What are those instincts? Do you care to elaborate?
Like, everybody has instincts about the partner or spouse or whatever you want to call them.
Alright, you know me? I'll tell you a little about myself. I'm 27, I'll be 28 this year. I've been through a couple of love life relationships, and yeah, they hurt. Breakups, you know, makeups, forever breaking up, you know, and you know, love is something, you know, make you do crazy things and make you do so many crazy things that you gotta lie, you know. But some people think lying is that you don't love that person, too, also. They can think that it's something like, you don't care about my feelings. I'd rather the truth than the lie. I'd rather you hurt my feelings than to lie to me to make the situation even worse. So there wouldn't be no more problems or, you know, or the problem or the situation wouldn't get any bigger. We could stop it where it is. But yes, you know, coming up, love is, I've been through enough to experience another experience of it. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm learning more and more as I get older. And I just can't stand, though, you know, a relationship that is based off lies or don't feel like you can tell me the whole truth. Like, what's up with that? I keep it 100. I don't keep no secrets. And as long as, you know, we don't keep no secrets from each other, we cool. I ain't gotta say you gotta tell me everything, but, you know, just don't keep no secrets or nothing, or don't be lying, or don't be saying I'm saying shit just to start her up with your friends and, you know, things like that, because I don't do that kind of drama. Like I said, I'm getting older. And, you know, the older you get, the more you learn. The maturity in yourself starts to, you know, better out you, being the better half of yourself. And you learning from that and being a good person, you know. You either choose the right path to go or the wrong, you know, the other path, the wrong path. And, you know, you only get that chance, that one life, so. But when it comes to love, love is powerful. Like I said, makes you do crazy things. And lying, just, you know, people say they lie to you to love you. come on now. Now, audience, I want you guys to, you know, after this podcast, this video, I want you guys to, you know, leave your comments below on what you think. What you think about the topic, the situation, or how would you feel in your relationships. And we may discuss them in the next podcast that we have broadcasting a video, and I think we're going to do a video maybe next time. But yeah, just be sure to subscribe down below, and you know, you leave your comments in the boxes below. So, nephew, do you have anything else to add on relationships?
Just keep it 100. If you keep 100, it's gonna last.
You wanna tell the audience about you?
Well, I'm 24, about to be 25. I'm in a healthy relationship, and that's all you gotta know.
So you trying to stay anonymous, nephew?
I'm always anonymous.
Yes, and once again, you might hear from my nephew more often. He'd be behind the scenes a lot of the times because he's the cameraman. So, yeah, we just go.
But you can follow.
You'll get to learn him.
You can go subscribe to my YouTube page at thatboyty, two underscores in thatboy.
Is that Instagram, Twitter? What we got? Facebook?
YouTube.
Oh, that's your YouTube. So go subscribe right now. His links will be in the box below, you know, or in the comments. We'll add them. If you guys didn't hear that, make sure we put that down there. You know, when you choose your relationships, make sure you want that relationship. Make sure you're in it. For good, because not for good, but make sure that's what you want. You need to be happy. You got to make yourself happy, and you know, being filled with lies in your relationship, that's not gonna get you nowhere. If you constantly being lied to over and over, you know, and you give the person chance after chance, you know, start damaging you. You got to move on. You don't want to think the person, you know, make the person think you weak, because you're not. It's just that you just. A loving person, they give a person, a pathetic ass person, chance after chance and still fuck up. But, you know, excuse my language, you know. So I just want to say, you know, right now, if y'all got anything add below, go follow and subscribe to our podcast channel below. And our YouTube will be also tagged on here later on. And once again, you know, you'll get to be introduced to more of the hosts soon. Like I said, this is a test run, and we're going to air this one too also. So just, you know, it's just a one-on-one talk, session talk. You know, we out. T2G Productions. Holla.